Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 17th, 2023. It is 10:34 on the clock, and we're into part two right now, where we're going to talk with our good friend, Reverend Beth Habhager, and we're going to talk about Walk Off Debt, the event coming up that is sponsored by Grace. Mm-hmm. Beth, good to see you.
Good to see you too, James.
Always good. It's been too long.
I know. It's been too long. We need to make it a more regular thing.
We should. You should join us on the morning show sometime.
Maybe.
As Beth does join us every Monday on the morning show, be sure to be listening every Monday for that and her great spunkiness that we love so much.
Beth, that's a nice way of putting it, James.
I think that there's a couple of places we could start here. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, I would like to start with what Grace is.
Absolutely. It's a new group that's kind of been forming. So mm-hmm. a lot of people are familiar with what was once called Cranberry Clergy,
yes.
or at what point it was called Tri-City Clergy.
Yeah.
Well, with the pandemic and some other things, that group kind of died and was no longer meeting, that kind of thing. And there were a group of clergy that said, you know what, there's still a need for churches to work together in our community. So what can we do to make that happen? So we've been, over the last 6 months or so, just kind of meeting and getting our feet underneath us, figuring out what we want to be. And instead of calling ourselves Cranberry Clergy, because we want to do more community events, mm-hmm. we thought, let's come up with an acronym or an acrostic, because my husband will correct me if I don't use the right word there. An acrostic. And Grace just seemed like a wonderful name for any kind of a spiritual or religious organization to have. So for us, GRACE stands for Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism.
Mm-hmm.
And the four is one of those little fours, so you don't really have that in there. Yes, Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism.
So in recent years, we have seen a lot of our nonprofits join forces. Mm-hmm. When I first moved to this, and I've talked with Terry a lot about this, when I first moved here, our family, you would have this business trying to do this for kids and this nonprofit trying to do this for kids. And they were all kind of like scrambling. It was like crabs in a barrel after that $1.
Mm-hmm.
And now I give such a credit to all the heads of these nonprofits and them working together and joining forces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a coincidence that our community survived the pandemic a lot better than others when we have these things.
Right.
We've talked about Focus joining forces, mm-hmm. the BATPAC program, the SWEPs, all these things are now under the Focus umbrella.
Right.
It does seem to make sense to join forces, but why was it important? Because this was something that you and your fellow clergy took the initiative of. This wasn't a community thing or anything like that. What was it to all of you that thought, hey, we're better together. We're stronger together.
Well, and that's part of what ecumenism is. It's realizing that though we may have some theological differences or the way in which we worship or handle our denominations may be different, we're all working towards the same goal, which is to benefit humanity. And so it makes sense for us to get together and utilize our resources, figure out what our strengths are, and support one another in doing that kind of work together. So in the past, the clergy would get together and hear from all of these other nonprofits in the community, the Family Center, United Way, Hannah's House, Mary's mm-hmm. Place, and we'd hear from them what we as individual congregations could do to support them. And now we're getting together and saying we as a body, as one group, could do a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that came to us that we heard was a really big need was school food service debt.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of referenced that a little bit this morning on the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I do listen even when I'm not on.
That's nice of you.
On the morning show.
I appreciate it.
That's a huge thing, not just in our communities, but in our country, that there are so many families out there that even if they are on free or reduced lunch, still can't even pay that little bit that they need to pay. And one of the things that we found is that unless their debt is paid, seniors don't get their transcripts. And we want to be able to support the families in our communities. So we decided, okay, what can we do to help this? So we talked about what individual congregations can do to support, and then we'd pull that together. And then we thought, well, what can we do to get the community to support as well? And how mm-hmm. can we help the community support itself?
Yeah.
I like to walk. I mean, that's not any secret.
Mm-mm.
And so I've participated in quite a few 5Ks, and we've got some great 5Ks in our community.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our long-term goal, is we want to mm-hmm. eventually create a 5K. But with school starting to come to a close and the need still there, we wanted to try to at least have a little bit of effort to do what we could for this year.
Get something off the ground and running
a
little bit. Yeah.
So eventually it's all going to be, it's going to be a 5K, but the name for this is called Walk Off Debt. Mm-hmm. And we decided it's great to help Nakusa, but Nakusa is not the only community that we're reaching that is in need. Yeah. So our hope is that this is going to be an annual event. But we're going to rotate communities and we're going to rotate school systems that we help so that every school system is going to be able to be supported by the churches and by the community to help these families meet that need.
We've seen this affect rural communities more than others. So being able to start here as having something like this kick off here is a really noteworthy thing, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I think, important to note, too, that oftentimes it's not as if you guys are in these positions. To think of something that doesn't necessarily always affect you or yours or your parishioners or something like that, I think, goes above and beyond. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Walk Off Debt. I want to talk about the event and everything. Mm-hmm. But we'll do that after our commercial break.
Okay.
Before that, as we lead into the commercial break, I want to talk with you about the, because I'm curious. Nowadays, we're talking more and more about, and I see more on TV, more reverends, more preachers than I've ever seen in my life, and coming out and talking about how important unity is, how important equality is, and looking out for each other as citizens, regardless of who your faith is or any of that. So we have here in our community Grace being started and seeing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So is part of it, part of the essence of you guys doing this also to show, hey, even other denominations can get along.
Right.
And showing how much, just another example into society of equality and of how we can get along with each other, that we have more in common than not.
Absolutely.
That.
You know, it's focusing more on what we have in common than what separates us. So, yeah, we may have different understandings of what the Bible says about this or that or this, but we all agree that there is a God. Mm-hmm. And we all want to be able to do what God wants us to do, which is support one another.
Yeah.
And so finding ways to make that happen. One of the things for me that really said we need to get some type of a faith community larger than just any one congregation is my thought of, we're hearing about all of this gun violence. We're hearing about natural disasters that are affecting all of these communities. If something that like that were to happen here, what would the faith community in general's response be? Not just individual congregations, but how can we come together? Mm-hmm. And there are other pastors and congregations in the community that all had that same thought. So we like I said, we're just getting our feet underneath us. Mm-hmm. We've had about a half a dozen to eight or dozen of us starting. We're definitely looking to expand. So if you're a member of a congregation and you're just now hearing about this group and your pastor may not know, please feel free to reach out and we would be glad to include them in what we're doing. And we meet monthly as the pastoral leaders so that we can get information back to our congregations.
Hmm. We'll get that. We'll do that one more time before we wrap up today and put that out there to everybody and make sure they know. We are speaking with Reverend Beth Habhager. We're talking about the Walk Off Debt event being sponsored by Grace coming up Saturday, May 20th. When we come back, we'll get into more of the details of that event here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 17th, 2023. 10:44 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. And I am joined by our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhager, talking about Walk Off Debt event coming up, sponsored by the Grace. And we're talking about what Grace is as well. Well, maybe if we have time, we'll talk about things over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church as well, where Beth is a reverend at.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, let's get into the Walk Off Debt event. Let's give people the details of this.
Okay, well, it's going to be coming up this Saturday, May 20th. We're going to have registration beginning at about 8:30, and registration is going to be very simple. We're going to have a clipboard there. We'd like your name and your email address or telephone number, some way that we can get up in contact with you so that we know that you've participated. We are suggesting and recommending at least a $10 registration fee. It's not required. It's more of a donation, but anything that we earn there, we are not keeping.
Right.
100% of any money given that day is going to go towards paying off this school debt in the Nakusa school system. If you are wanting to support this and not able to be there physically, you can easily drop off a check written out to the Nakusa School District mm-hmm. with a memo saying food service debt and drop it off at any of the churches mm. that are participating. And there are a couple that we can easily list off for you, or just drop it off at the school system and it'll be added to whatever we raise. So we're going to start registration at 8:30 at the Riverside Park in Nakusa. Mm. And you'll see we're going to have, and shout out to Quality Plus Printing who are donating some yard signs with our walk-off debt logo so that you'll know where to go in the park.
Love our friends at QPP.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Phil, and the gang over there. So you come to that, sign up, bring your donation, and then we're going to walk the river walk up towards Airco, so for about a mile, and then back. Now, this is a walk as much or as little as you want. Mm-hmm. So if you don't think you can do two full miles, mm-hmm. that's fine. Turn around and come back anytime you want to. If you want to do more, do a couple of laps. Maybe you can lap some of us who are just going to be walking the trail. Yeah. We will have a couple of water stations set up, so if it's hot or you get thirsty, you'll have some things there. And our water has been donated by the Feldner Ritchie Funeral Home, so we thank them for their support with this as well.
Great people over there.
So this is, again, it's anybody who wants to come, participate with us. You get some exercise. You get to help others who are in need. It's just a wonderful opportunity to spend time as a community as well.
So it sounds like there is no pre-registration. Nope. So this is something you will register day of.
Correct.
Keep that in mind, everybody. Mm-hmm. I appreciate also that you gave us a breakdown of the tone of the event, if you will. We know we have a lot of marathon runners out here and people that may take these things a little more serious than others.
Right.
So keeping that in mind, if you want to do that, participate, we encourage you to.
Right.
Just keep in mind that there's also going to be people walking and that kind of thing, too. The other part of that, Beth, that I appreciate out of you and so much of our community, the transparency.
Yes.
We need that in society so much nowadays. And I love that I never have to tee anybody up for that. You guys just do it. Because you get it. You understand.
Yes.
You understand where people are coming from and the importance of that transparency.
Well, we all want to know how our money's being used. And so many organizations, you don't know what percentage is being used towards administration and towards mailings and things like that. So to come to an event and know that if I give $10, that $10 is going directly to help pay off somebody school debt so that student can get their transcript. And what we've said is we don't know how much we're going to make. We may only make $50, but at least that's $50 is going to help at least one student or maybe more. We've told the school district we're going to raise as much as we can and we're going to give you whatever we raise, and we want you to start with seniors, pay off all of the seniors' debt. Mm-hmm. And if there's more left over, start working your way down so that, you know, maybe our juniors that are in debt can not have to worry about that going into their senior year and be able to manage a little bit more. I was saddened to hear that in some school districts, they actually send out this debt for collection.
Yes.
To collection agencies to get the money for all of this. And we don't want any family to have to go through that kind of legal mumbo jumbo or whatever to be able to graduate school, to be able to get what they need.
And I hope this is clear. I don't think it needs to be said, but just in case, this is not anything that we're saying anything negative about our school systems or anything like that.
Because they need funds to be able to provide the food.
Right.
But like you were saying on the morning show this morning, it wouldn't be great if 5 years from now, we wouldn't have to have something like this.
Yeah.
That the government and the school systems would be able to provide this, and families wouldn't have to worry about how am I going to manage my funds to make sure that my child has something to eat, because we all need to eat to survive. And especially, they've done studies, if a student is hungry, they're not going to learn as well. They're not going to do as well when they're in school. So we want to support the students. And one of the ways that we can do that is supporting the families by helping them manage to be able to pay for that food.
This is an investment.
Yes.
You are putting an investment. This is no different than buying stocks.
Mm-hmm.
You are putting an investment in our future, in the future of our country, in the future of our communities. That's what this is. These kids, that's what they're going to be doing. If we do our job right as adults, we set them up to succeed. We set them up to be better than us.
And this all came out of conversations between the school districts and the churches. You know, our desire to say, hey, we're all a part of the same community. We're all helping the same families. What can we do to work together for their benefit?
Another thing I think this does, too, is bring attention to the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people out there listening would have even realized that this is a problem.
Right. And we think about it in big cities, and over there it's happening. It's happening right here in our own community, in our own backyard, probably to people we know, but we're unaware that that's a need that they have. So any little thing that we can do to be of support, and we can do it anonymously. You know, we don't need to know who they are to know that they need the help. So what can we do to help them?
One other note I wanted to add to this, and I bring it up just because I think it may not be the biggest thing on people's minds, but it's another factor in this. I was one of these kids. It wasn't because of school lunch, but it was a book fine or something like that. But we just didn't have a lot of money, and I didn't have the money to pay for it. So I was not able to walk with my class on graduation. And I've never let that go. Like, that has bothered me my whole life. I worked so hard to get to that point. I was the first James in my family to graduate high school. It meant a big deal. I wanted my family to be able to see me up there and everything. The hardest year of my life was my senior year. And that was a big deal to me to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to take advantage of it, though. I wasn't able to walk with all my fellow classmates or all these things. And it was, you know, for a silly reason, you know, quite bluntly. I taking that from a kid is not a good thing. Like, I'm not saying it's life or death or any of these kind of things. I'm not over-dramatizing it, but it does affect a kid.
Right. And it's often not that student's fault. It's just the way that their family, the situation in which their family finds themselves. And so to penalize them for that, we want to make that not happen. And from what I understand, and to Nakusa's credit, is that student will still be able to walk. No. They just won't be able to get their diploma or their transcripts to move on to the next step until that debt is paid. So I'm thankful that they're not going to add that stigma of not being able to be a part of the ceremony to it. But we want them to be able to walk and get that transcript and not have to worry about it at all. Yeah. So this is just one simple way. And again, you can donate more than the $10 that we're suggesting. If you can't make it, still feel free to get that money to the school system so that there are students that don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that you've brought up, that you don't have to, first off, you don't have to wait until May 20th to be a part of this. You can help out kids right now. Mm-hmm. But also that if you aren't able to be a part of this event, that you can still participate in, you can still be a part of it by donating, by investing in your community, by investing in these kids.
And you don't even have to wait to do it through us. You know, you can easily contact the school system and say, hey, I understand that there are students that have debt. Here's some money. You know, where do I drop off the check? Well, how much do you want? That kind of thing.
With an event like this, too, it's a first annual. Mm-hmm. And as I always like to remind people that are hosting the events or people that are participating in it, been doing this for a long time, especially in this community, seeing a lot of first events, it takes a year or two. It takes some time to build these things.
So here's the pun. We're going to ask for your grace as we still get our feet underneath us to figure out how best to do this. And again, our hope and our goal is to maybe make this a 5K.
Yeah, we along with that and the growth of this as this builds and grows and evolves and everything, Grace, I'm speaking of as much as I am the walk-off debt event. You brought this up earlier. I want to remind people out there that are listening, if you are a member of a congregation or you are a head of a congregation or anything, please reach out to Grace. How would they do that, Beth?
Right now, I would say contact me. I've inadvertently become the president of this new organization.
It just keeps happening to you. You got to stop being so good at this stuff.
It happens.
Can't help it.
So you can reach out to me at wrmcpastor@gmail.com. You can find my email address at our website, wrmoravian.org. And we would be glad to get that information and pass it on to our secretary so that we can add you to our contact list so that you know when our meetings are going to happen and what things we're doing.
You know, and as we mentioned, we started off in the interview, Beth is the reverend over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. I appreciate that we could have spent this, we could have flipped this. We could have spent 20-some minutes on the Moravian Church and just a couple minutes on this. I appreciate that you did that you flipped it like this, because it's an important event, and it also shows not only the work that you do, but a lot of our pastors, our reverends, our people do in this community, putting community first. It's just another example of that. I don't know if the audience or anybody, or you even saw that, but I did, and I appreciate it. But I would like to wrap up catching up with the Moravian Church. How are things going over there?
They're going pretty well. We're getting ready for summer. We've got a couple events that we're preparing for. Memorial Day weekend, that Friday, I believe, we're going to be getting our big bin out and starting our collection for our book sale, which is coming up in October. So if you're going through your house doing some spring cleaning and you have books that you maybe not be might not be reading and you haven't already given them to the United Way, because we highly encourage you to also support them and give them your children's books so that they have those to give away in June. Anything else you can bring to us and put it into our book bins. We don't take magazines or textbooks, but we do take any type of fiction, nonfiction, that kind of thing. So we'll have our bin out, and it's out from Memorial Day weekend through at least Labor Day weekend, possibly a little bit later into September. And then we sort through that and we get them all ready, and we'll be having that book sale the second weekend in October. We'll get more information out to you as we get closer, but we're also starting our process to plan for our annual 4th of July brat fry.
Yeah.
So if you're on the west side watching the fireworks, you can stop by the church and we'll have brats and drinks and all sorts of wonderful goodies, especially homemade baked stuff by our congregation.
Yes, that's what I was waiting for. Yeah, yeah. There is no better baked goods in the world than at any church. Or
exactly.
Church
women
good.
Know how to bake. Church men and women. Because we do have a couple of male bakers in our congregation that do a phenomenal job as well.
And, you bring up the 4th of July and everything. Mm-hmm. For those, especially if you're new to town or don't know already, one of the best spots to see the fireworks just happens to be right where you guys are.
Exactly. They kind of block off our church when they block off the street. So you can, park near our church. We reserve our church parking lot specifically for those who are physically disabled and need a safe place and a special place to park. So we do, if you're going to come to the area, if you are able to walk it, please park across the street at one of the other parking lots in our area. But if you have a handicap sticker and need a place to park to see the fireworks, come on over, and then you can walk right around our building and you can watch the fireworks from on First Avenue.
And the book sale, we'll talk about more, of course, as we get closer to it. But just to put the seed in your head, let that tree grow. This is a huge thing, not just for the Moravian Church, but for our community. So many people enjoy this. It's such a wonderful event. When you guys first moved here, I ran your ear off talking about it.
Yeah.
It's how I discovered the Moravian Church.
Right.
It's how I discovered a lot about Moravians and that is going there and talking with people. My mom and I used to make the trip all the time, going there to check out books and stuff. It's such a great event. It's a great use of books that people aren't using anymore. Mm-hmm. They can get them in people's hands that could really put a use to them.
And then the money that we raise from that, we don't keep any of that at the church. That 100% goes towards scholarships at Mid-State Technical College so that people can grow in their education and further, their employment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really cool thing to be able to do. As a side note, you and I got to get on stage again.
I know.
Did you pick up on that?
I did.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, I know it's only been a year, but it's been too long. We have to do that.
It has been, yes. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
I want to talk about, wrap up here as we're wrapping things up, just go over the walk-off dead event again one more time. Can we give people details about the event?
Absolutely. It's coming up this Saturday, May 20th. Registration will begin at 8:30. We'll start the walk at 9 a.m. We do suggest a donation of at least $10 per person for participation, and all of the proceeds will be going towards paying off food service debt for students at the Nakusa School District. Again, this is one of those, if you want to walk two blocks, walk two blocks. If you want to walk the 2 miles, or lap it and do even more. So walk as little or as much as you want. Find us at the Riverside Park in Nakusa, again, starting at 8:30 on Saturday.
And, of course, if you are interested in being a part of Grace, we encourage you to reach out to Beth. Again, one more time, Beth, that information.
WRMC Pastor, so Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, WRMCPastor@gmail.com. Find that email address again at our website, WRMoravian.org. And again, Grace is for the clergy or a congregational representative. So ask your pastor, ask your leaders, are you a part of this, if you really want to encourage them to be a part of our organization?
And if I can add, along with WRMoravian.org is a great website, do yourself a favor and type into your search bar on YouTube, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Subscribe to their page. It's a great way to see the services that Beth performs every week and other fun stuff that you guys do over there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the time, Beth. Appreciate you. She had to do double duty this week. Back-to-back days she had to put up with me. That's not easy.
I know.
Get a nice coffee or something for yourself. You deserve it,
Hey,
Beth.
The bonus is I get to see my husband.
Well, there
so,
you go.
I'm happy about that.
It balances out. We will have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.